BBC calling America. Great Britain calling the United States. Come in, America.
This is the BBC with a special communique to radio station WLS. In reference to Ron Reilly's British Billboard program.
It's great, right?
Quote, stop it. Unquote.
Humbug. All right, like Faith with all the bells in there. Oh, it's got a Big Ben jazz here. Sunday night, let's review them. The top half dozen records all over Great Britain for this evening, huh? Just a minute after 8 o'clock, and we're going to kick off with a record that last week surveyed in as number 5, and this week it slipped one to number 6. These are the sounds of the Manfreds. Manfred Mann, and the Manfred Mann named Paul Jones takes the honors and Come Tomorrow.
If the song of the songbird could replace my wrong word, that's the song I would borrow. And tonight you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again come tomorrow. If the song of the swallow tonight, while in flight, on your windowsill they lie to tell you all of my tears. And tonight, you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again.
Radio, that's Great Britain's number 6 record. It's 8:04 in Chi on the Reilly program. We're going to be here tonight for 8:30, as usual.
You love double mint gum, double good double mint gum, double fresh flavor, double smooth too. Double mint's double delightful to chew. You love double mint gum. Get double everything rolled into one. You love double mint gum. Double good double mint gum.
Yes, you love the double fresh taste and double smooth chewing goodness of double mint gum. Chewing double mint just naturally makes things go more pleasantly for you. So remember,
you love double mint gum. Get double everything rolled into one. You love double mint gum. Double good double mint gum.
We've already said.
Record number 5 this week, down from number 3, the Moody's here. The Moody Blues now. These are the Beatles' currently favorite singers all over England. One called Go Now.
Not yet, man. 8:30, we're going to split on out of here. This is Ringo Ron, the old wretched one, the Rapid Roadrunner. Weeknights, we get in from 7:30 to 9. Here on the weekends, we'll be getting in at 7 p.m. Tonight, we're going to split out at 8:30. Norman Ross with his program, Chicago Portrait, at 8:30. 9 o'clock tonight will be Pinpoint at 9:30. The Sound of Issues and Answers at 10 tonight, Art Roberts.
Listen every day to WLS for the daily Secret Word Sweepstakes. Each Friday, when you have a total of 5 secret words which unscrambled make up a phrase about WLS, send in the phrase plus your name and address. Each week, WLS is giving away $1,000 to the winner. Stay tuned for complete details on the WLS Secret Word Sweepstakes.
And I'm going to have to make a little apology because the next record rated number 4, also number 4 last week, by Del Shannon, called Keep Searching. And I was going to play it. I had all the intentions of the world of playing, and I can't find the record. It's not on our WLS Silver Dollar survey any longer, so consequently the record was taken out of the play rack and hidden away to be brought up later date as a treasure tune, I suppose. I hunted it all over the place. The joint's locked up, so I can't find it. So if you don't mind, I'm going to slip down and take one of the extras for you in lieu of playing the number 4 record by Del Shannon. This to me sounds very much like a British version of the Beach Boys. Listen, I think you'll agree. They're called the Ivy League, and their record rated number 20 last week. This week it's number 13 all over Great Britain, the Ivy League. Funny how love can be.
There she goes with her nose in the air. Funny how love can be. Hey there, you're listening to the British Billboard. On the Ron Reilly Show from WLS in Chicago.
This is the place. Here at WLS Radio, it's 12 minutes after 8 p.m. Saturday night. That was last night, huh? We had a pretty doggone good time. The record hopping at Aurora. And, we're going to have a few things coming up for this weekend, too. We're going to be in Winnetka. And another place on Saturday. I can't remember where. And I was going to tell you. I was checking all over here for my cheat sheet. But it's Sunday night, and I don't even bring my cheat sheets along with me here. It's always a better program if I don't. As a matter of fact, I'm going to hide Weber's. Maybe that'll help his program, too. Sunday night. I forgot I wasn't going to say anything bad. This is our British Billboard portion of the show, as a gentleman just reminded us. And we're going to go to record number 3. Took a good jump last week. It surveyed as number 8. These are the Seekers, and I'll Never Find Another You. Listen. Folk group there, the Seekers, S-E-E-K-E-R-S, Great Britain's number 3 record. I'll Never Find Another You. It's 8:15 in Chicagoland on the British Billboard. This is Ron Reilly on one of the soundtrack for a Sunday night in Chicago. So hoppy that you pop by.
Hey, what's the weather for the weekend gonna be? Will it be hot, cold, rain, snow? Weekends are great in Chicago with wonderful,
Brad Bisk Weatherward at 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thank you, Bud. We're going to go on to number 2 and number 1 in about 2.5 minutes. I want you to hear a brand new record by the Pretty Things. I kid a little bit once in a while about the Rolling Stones, but hey, look at the Rolling Stones are like in first place compared to the Pretty Things. Really? The Pretty Things... I guess, you know, like they rock pretty good, and they sing pretty good. Did you ever see a picture? Oh, you wouldn't believe it. It's 17 minutes after 8 o'clock at WLS Radio Chicago. They are not heartbeats by any means. No, they would never be a heartthrob. I wouldn't imagine. But they sing rockin' good, and it goes like this. There, listen. Cold, cold. Called Honey, I Need.
If you don't want me, boy, you better set me free. I just can't continue, baby, living in misery. I tell you, baby, just this time, like you know where I'm back. You mistreat me just once more than you did down the back.
Funny things, and they're not. Of course, that's their shtick, you know that. I mean, they call themselves the Pretty Things mainly because they really aren't, and, you know, like it makes a funny bit. That is a rockin' good sound, isn't it? 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, I promised you the past couple of nights that I was going to play the Ringo Starr, Maureen-type interview with the BBC all over again. For many of you missed it, so let's do it right here.
Ringo, how did you manage to keep this wedding such a secret?
We didn't keep it a secret. People keep saying all we did... like any other normal person getting married, you have to sign the book, and the book is open for anyone to look at, and we were just lucky that no one looked at it that day.
You certainly were. Now, how about the ceremony itself at Caxton Hall? Any butterflies? Any bad moments?
I think I felt worse the day before, actually. I felt sort of nervous all the day before, and when we got to Caxton Hall, a bit nervous, you know, but not too much. It wasn't bad at all, you know.
More nervous than before a big fair?
The day before, yes. Much more.
Now, what made you choose home for a honeymoon rather than some exotic spot in the south of the island?
Well, it's not worth going that far away because I can't even talk. I'm only off till Monday. And this is, it's a marvellous house, as you can see. And Mr. Jacobs, you know, kindly said we could stay here. And so we decided down here.
You say stay, and I mean, that's the operative word, isn't it? The house is surrounded by teenagers at the moment. You just can't get out.
Yeah, well, we didn't think it would be, you see. We expected, because the wedding went so smoothly, you know, quietly, and we'd get down here and sort of have a honeymoon and sort of, you know, have a good time, but everyone's found out, so that's been...
It's been suggested that some of your fans might go off you a bit now that you're a respectable married man. Any comment?
I don't think any of the real fans will go off me. I only think we get a lot of exhibitionists at the show, when we do a show. And, you know, they're not really real fans. And they might start screaming and that. But I don't think any of the real fans will go off us.
And
I don't think they'll go off us as a group anyway. They may go off me, but I don't see where me getting married makes any difference to them, you know.
Well, Maureen, did you say yes the first time that Ringo proposed?
Yes.
It was as simple as that?
Yes.
Of course, this means presumably an end to your hairdressing work, but will you be doing anything about Ringo's hair?
I won't be doing anything about it. I mean, it's all right as it is, but, you know, I'll trim it up and things.
You approve?
Yes.
I think she most certainly approves. I just can't understand why he left her behind. Or he's going to anyway. You know, tomorrow they land in Nassau. We're going to have to start an investigation. I told you what happened at the wedding, didn't I? When Maureen threw the bouquet, one of the hullabaloos caught it.
You're listening to the British Billboard on the Ron Reilly Show, Channel 89 Radio, WLS, Chicago.
The Righteous Brothers have Great Britain's number two record, which last week surveyed in as number one. You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'. We played that numerous times, and I thought maybe you'd get a kick out of hearing the Cilla Black version of it. Cilla and the Righteous Brothers have been battling neck and neck for the past 3 or 4 weeks as to who is going to attain the crown in the British hitdom for this particular record. The Righteous Brothers did win out because their version, as I said, was number one last week. This week it's number two. Cilla's record last week was seven, and this week it is number 11. But her version of You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' is kind of TUFF. Listen to it.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby.
Cilla Black, Ron Reilly, wonderful WLS Radio Chicago. Don't forget now, a brand new Secret Word Sweepstakes contest begins tomorrow. Yek kicks off with the first Secret Word in the morning, and they continue on from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday is going to be a brand new $1,000 winner. 8:26 in Chicagoland. We worked our way up toward Great Britain's number one record. Last week it rated number two. These are the sounds of Ray Davies. He's the boy who wrote it. He's the lead. These are the Kinks, Tired of Waiting for You.
Thank you.
That's it, our number one record all over Great Britain. Those are the Kinks. This is Ron Riley. Hey, we're going to have to split Bug Out for the Dugout and blow this pop stand for a Sunday night. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7:30. Till then, it's been... nice.
This has been the British Billboard on the Ron Riley Show. Elizabeth Taylor appeared on tonight's program through special arrangement with some English guy. Portions of this broadcast were taped, together with chunks of paper dipped in flour and water. If you'd like to get tickets to see the British Billboard, lots of luck to you.
Oh, spectacular. Good night, everybody.
Every day's a fun day, especially Saturday and Sunday, when you're going places with WLS in Chicago.